The title of this poster is Comparing Culture and Planting Times for New Cultivar Releases of Rutgers Scarlet Lettuce. The four authors are myself, Bill Sharapa, and Wes Klein. We're both of Rutgers NJAES Cooperative Extension. And Dr. Gene Giacomelli and Miles Lewis from the University of Arizona, the Controlled Environment Agricultural Center. Rutgers University research by Dr. Ilya Raskin produced over the last few years some new nutritionally improved lettuce cultivars, both a red leaf and a red romaine type. Lettuce health benefits are due to polyphenols, vitamins, carotenoids, and fibers. He did this through somaclonal variation and tissue culture, not GMOs. They are not genetically modified as per se. And then we took these out for the first 2 years of field testing in New Jersey. They also have been tested in California previously and currently. So our objectives of this project were to, one, determine germination of this new pelleted seed by Shamrock Seed Company. Number two, measure crop growth both in the spring and fall seasons of 2015 and recently in 2016. Compare crop yields versus some commercial lettuce standards in field trials, compare their growth on white versus black plastic culture, as well as some bare ground, and then compare these results to various greenhouse methods. We tested four different greenhouses. In the center of the poster, we see a series of photographs that first show Dr. Raskin and his staff and some recent newspaper articles on this new superfood. In the second line below that, you see the pelleted seed, and then we see two flats of 98% germination of these seeds at the QPAC greenhouses in 50 seeds per flat. The middle section shows you some of our bare ground plots, some of the black plastic culture, and the white plastic culture, where the spacing was pretty much 24-inch width beds on 8-foot centers with trickle irrigation down the middle. The plants were spaced about 12 inches apart. Seeds were planted about 1/4 inch deep. And from the most recent results here, this on the right-hand side, you'll see some data tables where in New Jersey, we've had actually three difficult seasons. Last spring and this spring both featured cold, wet, rainy conditions, soil temperatures of 48 to 52 degrees during normal planting times for these lettuces. And then it rapidly rose to like 75 and 80 degrees by harvest time in early June. That definitely put stress on these plants as well as commercial standards. On the right-hand side, you see white plastic versus black plastic culture, the results of our two replications of the leaf on white and two replications of the RSL on black plastic culture. Same thing with the Rutgers Scarlet Lettuce Romaine, two reps on the white plastic, two reps on the black plastic, compared to the commercial standards of red sales, which is a red leafy type, and red romaine, which is a reddish romaine that's been on the market for the last couple of years as well. The results basically seem to indicate that there's not much difference this year in temperature. They were both really cold early, and at the end of the season were very, very warm in the root zone. We tried to keep moisture as constant as possible, and that seemed adequate by the trickle irrigation. And at the end of the day, the head weights of the leaf lettuce of Rutgers were a little less than commercial red sales. And the red romaine were also less. The colors were quite different too, though. It was a deeper burgundy color for the Rutgers and cultivars, and Mostly a pale sort of reddish blush of the red sales and red romaine. There was not really any statistical differences between the growth on either the black plastic or the white plastic. And these actually were harvested a little later. We did this deliberately to see how long a bolting might occur or bitterness taste. So we went past harvest. We didn't harvest them early like a commercial grower would. And we let them go late. I'm saying instead of harvesting at 40 days or so, we harvested like 55 days after planting or longer. And probably the most dramatic bolting in this stress test was in Bridgeton, New Jersey. And you could see in the second two tables underneath on the right side that most Standards and Rutgers bolted when they were picked 45 to 55 days after planting, while there is a couple of ones that don't bolt very much. On the other hand, the next series of slides of data tables on fresh shoot mass and fresh root mass in the greenhouse in Arizona showed quite the opposite. There was no bolting or bitterness, and plants grew quickly and nice in size, and they did not taste bitter. The bitterness is often caused by these sequestered terpenes, sesquiterpene lactones, which tend to come up in any lettuce, but especially red lettuces. And if we let them go too long, too large, that definitely increased, especially with high heat temperatures of 90 plus degrees on the air and 80 plus degrees in the soil. So you can see some of the photos in the poster in the center there of what vertical farming was done on the bottom there at aeroponic greenhouses in Freehold, how the growth was at 1 week in Rockwool after transplanting, and how it was at 5 weeks at harvest. Quite a difference, and the root growth and the measurements were taken. Just above that is the Arizona raft system of hydroponics, and the lettuce grew quite well compared to bib lettuce there, which is a standard, and the Rutgers romaine is there in the center. Good color, good yield, and also there's edible garden greenhouse productions in Belvedere, New Jersey, which recently signed a contract to become a distributor and producer to the large box stores. So that was from research to commercialization has happened quite quickly, largely because of the consumer demand for nutritionally dense foods. Why not eat a lettuce that might have two or three or four times the nutritional value of a standard product that might be mostly green? On the other hand, the comparison on a gram per gram basis is these red lettuces are superior to our superfoods of blueberry and kale. I myself don't like kale that much, but I really like the taste of some of the nice leaf lettuces. And if you can get even more nutrition than kale, that could be the way to go, or mix it together. And we're going to continue to do more research in this area. And it looks like greenhouses may be the way to go right off the bat. And there are some contractual obligations for getting this seed that Dr. Ilya Raskin can certainly direct potential researchers or commercial people to consider. But from the field research standpoint, our weather in Jersey these last 2 years has, as many places, has been erratic, extreme, not especially good for leafy green production. So we're looking forward to maybe some better weather in the fall, and hope to continue this greenhouse work. This seems most promising. Whether aeroponics, hydroponics, raft systems, it's just having a stable media temperature of like 70 degrees, good air temperature, humidity control, and our leaf lettuce seems to really prosper in those situations. We thank our cooperators there, aeroponics of Freeholder, of Freehold, University of Arizona Hydroponics, Edible Garden Greenhouse, and QPAC. We can be reached at Rutgers University. Bill Sharapa, I'll handle any questions. Thank you for your time.